This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
We received a lovely little text message from our little talk segment earlier in the show from Kerry. It says, I'm a teacher and have been showing The Hunting for Discussion. Fantastic and so important. It's a must for viewing. Thank you, Kerry. Now, Lindsay, you have had quite a week. Do tell.
I have. I came into the studio last Tuesday morning and I said to Greta, I think I have bed bugs. And Greta said to me, are you sure? Because, okay, I'll backtrack a little bit. Last Monday, I had this kind of rash, lumps and bumps over my belly and also a little bit on my arm. So maybe about a week. It'd been around for a week, hadn't gone away. And I was like, it simply must be bed bugs. There's no other explanation. So last Monday morning, I stripped everything off my bed, sheets, Duna, mattress protector, and quarantined it in an area of my room to deal with later. Came in on Tuesday morning. Greta, I've got bed bugs. Greta was a little bit skeptical because bed bugs are not super common. So Greta suggested, you know, maybe it's fleas. Fleas, bites kind of look like bed bugs.
Oh, no.
They're a bit more common. I've had fleas before. You live with two cats. It's not that unreasonable for you to have fleas. And then I was like, okay. Maybe it's fleas. I was a bit more relieved with the flea diagnosis because I have a friend who had bed bugs last year and he just spent months and months and months like washing everything, taking everything to the laundromat, throwing stuff out, and it was just a nightmare. And we looked up fleas while we're in the studio, and it was a lot easier to handle than bed bugs. And so I left the studio.
So what, one of those like chocolate flavoured chew things that my like a dog is? Sorry,
I'm not sure what the treatment is, but maybe it could have been something like that. I have a habit of misdiagnosing myself, so I was like, all right, Linz, before you get too ahead of yourself, just go and see a doctor. They'll be able to tell you straight up if it's fleas, if it's bed bugs, if you're dying, they'll know. So after...
This was after you saw Dr. Greta.
Yes.
Our own doctor here at the Bloody Marys. Yeah.
Yes. So I saw Dr. Greta on Tuesday morning. then I caught a tram to my doctor and I said, look, I've got fleas or bed bugs. It's one or the other. Pulled my shirt up and she diagnosed me with just a normal old rash. Nothing special, no bed bugs, no fleas.
What a letdown.
No, I want them to be flea.
So it's something by the name of, and I'm going to try and pronounce this, pityriasis rosea.
Yeah.
I posted about this bed bug thing on my Instagram story and someone replied and said that they went through the same thing when they were sure it was bed bugs, but then it was actually this thing. So from the sounds of it, it's quite common. No one really knows how you get it. Usually sticks around for about a month and then it goes away. You can put some moisturizer on it, but otherwise not that harmful. But anyway, I had at this point already stripped my bed of everything on it. So everything, mattress protector, sheets, doona, because I was so convinced that I had bed bugs, although I had no evidence of bed bugs in my mattress, was convinced. And then I thought, well, they're already off my bed. I might as well wash them.
Yeah.
So that led me to spending two nights in a row at the laundromat washing.
What a time to be alive.
All of my bedding, putting it in the dryer, which is, I have to say, a luxury because I don't have a dryer at home. But I'm also terrified of dryers, so I put it on like the lowest time amount, medium heat, didn't dry everything, so then I had to manually dry everything over a period of days too. Slept in a sleeping bag for five nights on my bare mattress, but I'm pleased to report that on Sunday, six nights after sleeping in a sleeping bag, I was able to make my bed again. The rash is going down. I don't have bed bugs. Please consult your doctor before making any rash decisions. For want of a better word, rash decisions like I did.
Get it?
Because I feel very silly, although my bed is very clean.
Well, thank goodness that you're okay. You're listening to the Bloody Marys here on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.